Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you today?
Hi. I have I just recently got my my monthly charge from the bank, and I see that there's a charge on here for $67 and I believe it's 32 cents. Yes, $62.32 from Ultimate Jewelry, Incredible Ultimate Jewelry. I have not ordered anything from there. I did not sign up for anything from there. I called last month because there was a charge on my bill that I didn't know what it was for. And they told me it was for something that I had ordered. I received it, but it was more than what I expected it to be. So at any rate, I would like to find out what this charge is for this month, this $67.32. Hello?
Okay, did someone transfer your call?
Pardon me?
Did someone transfer this call over?
Yes, they did.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
06084.
May I please have your first and last name?
Mary Ann Hutton. Are you somebody that's going to be able to do something about this, or because the last person transferred me?
I am the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. What was that first and last name?
Mary Ann Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
All righty.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
4 Elm Road, Tallinn, Connecticut.
Give me just a moment while the rest of your account pulls up. One second, the computer's still loading. Okay, so I do see where our neck massager was purchased. You don't recall purchasing the neck massager on the 12th of this month? The 12th of June, I'm sorry.
The 12th of June, that's exactly right.
Okay, you said you called in on the 27th. Your last payment was the 16th of last month. You stated that you were charged this month.
I was charged this month. Not, I was charged $67.32.
Okay, what day were you charged?
Today. I just received it today. The date on it is 6/17 or 6/16, and then there's a 6/17 date, which is probably the date that it was charged to my card.
Okay, so that means June the 16th, not this month. Your last payment was June the 16th. You called in and got the account canceled out on the 27th.
Okay.
Okay, do you see anything on there for this month, or was that for last month?
This is for 6/16, I assume.
Yes, ma'am. So cancellation prevents any future charges effective immediately. So you will not receive any more charges after the 27th of June.
Well, why is this $67.32 on here when the neck massager was $7.99?
Once you purchase the item on the 12th of this month, in those terms and conditions, and it have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, give me just a moment. Okay, so once you purchase the item on the 12th of this, of June, in the terms and conditions, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive a call, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Okay, the question is, why is it on this month?
Okay, this month is July. June was last month, so we haven't charged you for this month. Your charge would have been 07 something, not 06. 06 was last month.
That's right. I did not sign up to join or have anything happen other than to receive the neck massage for $7.99. Now, why is it that I'm charged the $67 again, please? I was supposed to call in within 72 hours. Is that what you're saying?
Once you purchase the item on the 12th of the, the 12th of June, in those terms and conditions, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive
okay,
that
where does it state that?
All of this information is included within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. If we do not receive a call within those 48 hours, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Was I supposed to receive a $125 gift card?
Yes, ma'am. You should have received that via email on the 16th of June.
I did not. So
okay,
I don't
have not received.
I don't want it. I just want this $67.32 removed from my card because I received nothing for it. I did not sign up for it. I realize that you're saying that in the terms and agreements, which I did not happen to see, and I'm not sure that it was actually on there, but I'm not going to call you a liar. But I'm usually very careful about what I order, and I did not see this. I overlooked this if it's indeed on there.
Get your gift card, we provide you with our phone number via email so you're able to give us a call as well. I can get that gift card sent out to you out of that $67.32 being that this charge is a valid charge. And we received a call after the 48 hours. I can provide you with a refund of $23.56 out of that payment.
You're saying that you're going to take $23.66 off of this $67.32?
I can provide you with a refund of $26.56 out of that payment, being that the charge is a valid payment.
So 2656, you're going to take off of the 6732.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, how do I get that credit?
It will go back to your card. Whichever card was charged, it'll go back to that card.
Okay. That's the best you can do. That's the $40 is essentially I'm eating $40 for nothing. Is that what you're telling me?
It is for the gift card, being that we didn't receive that call to let us know whether or not you received your gift card is listed within those terms and conditions. We charge you the $67.32, and out of the $67.32, I can provide you with a refund of $23.56. That is correct.
23. All right. I thought you said 26. All right. I don't.
That
want
refund
the,
will take.
I do not want the gift card. I actually want nothing to do with this company anymore. I am going to call my credit card company and try to have this full charge removed from my card because it is ridiculous that this charge is on my card since I received absolutely zero for
okay, you're
it.
Stating that you do not want to receive the gift card.
I
can't
do
send
not
that
want
gift card.
The gift card. I don't
I can't
want anything
send that
else from your company because I know I will probably be charged for something. All I want you to do is take me off your list and stop charging me on a monthly basis for something I do not want.
You stated that you did not that you didn't want to receive the gift card. Your bank will definitely give you a refund, but that is only a dispute. A dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation, and your bank cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a charge back on your account. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if she's able to get you a higher refund, but the charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment.
Now, before you get off, this is not going to appear on my next credit card statement. Is that correct? You're gone. I do not want to go through this.
Give me just a moment. I'm still speaking with my supervisor. Okay, so I have to speak with my supervisor, being that the payment is a valid payment. She did agree to a 50% refund, which is a total of $33.66.
That would be the payment that I am due to pay you.
A refund means that the payment will go back to your account. Are you wanting the 50% refund out of the $67.32?
Okay, I have a question. Next month, is my name going to be on your list of people to charge?
Your account was canceled out on the 27th of last month. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
Okay, so I want to be clear about this. You are going to credit my card $33.66. Is that correct?
I will issue a refund of $33.66. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Your account has been canceled out. It was canceled out on the 27th of last month. Cancellation means the prevention of any future charges effective immediately. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
So I still owe $33.66. Is that correct?
That is correct. You've already paid that amount, so you don't owe us anything. I'm issuing you a refund for that $33.66.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling customer support.